This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have about a half a million. A famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Become so excited. Watch her look at her run, boy.
Oh, mommy, oh yeah, a little bit of Chuck Berry there. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It is Friday, October the 1st. Got a lot going on today. In a few minutes, Chris Kobach of the Alliance for Free Citizens is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about President Biden's ongoing Mexican border crisis, something they absolutely have turned a blind eye to. We all know that. And legislators right now scurrying in Washington, they're going to try and pass an infrastructure bill that nobody has read. It's 24,000 pages. Nobody even understands what is in it. Nobody. But they're going to vote for it. So we'll get some thoughts on all of that and more from the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little bit later in the show, Andrew Ceraci. And speaking about bills, get those bill payments into the mailbox one day sooner. Did you hear about this? The federal post office is slowing down delivery in certain states, including Florida. So if you pay your bills and you figure it's going to get there like in a couple of days when you put it in the mailbox, think again. We'll talk about that. And in our ultimate top 10, because the oldest person in the world has died just the other day, we are going to give you the top 10 oldest people that ever lived, ever. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. You guys, it's October. It's time for your fall head cleaning. Get over there. Best haircut in Tampa Bay. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. And don't forget, Good Morning Clearwater. Great show. Great people. Nice people. Generous people. Funny people. Entertaining people. Smart people, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Well, I'm getting a kick out of it. I don't know how most of you feel about, $3.5 trillion? Something like that, $2.5 trillion? We stopped counting at a trillion. I'm rooting that none of it gets passed. None. Congressional Democrats last night called off any effort to pass the infrastructure bill after negotiations went through the floor. This leaves two major pieces of President Biden's economic agenda in limbo. The failure to pass this thing and the failure to come to an agreement on reconciliation, whatever they mean by reconciliation, that's like we'll throw everything we can think of into the reconciliation bill that we couldn't stuff into the infrastructure bill. Failure to pass these things, major blows to the Democrats and to Biden. And it underscores how close the margins are in both the House and Senate between Democrats and Republicans. So Nancy Pelosi, who is considered a magician, also considered the best there is at getting everybody on board in her party, is not able to get everybody on board because of two people right now, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. This is driving her crazy. So we'll see what happens. Actually, Manchin is a senator, and Kyrsten Sinema is also, so we should back up a little bit on that. But she's not able to get her left-wingers and her moderates, if there are any in the House, to agree. It's the left-wingers that are holding the whole thing hostage. they want that reconciliation bill with certain things in it, and if they don't get it, they won't vote for the infrastructure bill. So that's the way that goes. By the way, did you know that the spending bill, it includes free community college for illegal immigrants? How's that for not knowing what's in it and wanting to vote for it? Congressional Democrats' spending bill, $3.5 trillion, appears to include illegal immigrants for college. The reconciliation bill would amend the Higher Education Act, currently on the books, of 1965, to establish a grant program for free community college for aliens. Now, apparently, that was one of Biden's campaign pledges. It would extend free college to individuals regardless of their basis of citizenship. In other words, if you're not a citizen, you still get it. As long as you're wandering around at the time in this country, you might have just gotten you might have been making a stopover between, let's say, Europe and Hawaii. And if you're going to stay long enough, you can go over to the community college for free. I mean, this is crazy. So we said at the start of the show, it's about a 24,000-page bill that nobody has read. Remember the health care bill? Pelosi saying we're going to have to pass the bill before we know what's in it? She accidentally said the truth. Nobody reads the damn bill. Nobody knows what's in it. That's why bureaucrats really run this country, don't they? They're the ones, you know, the little people that are sitting in the offices that you never have heard of. They're the ones that throw all this stuff in there. They literally type it in, you know? And nobody knows what's really in there. None of these people that are voting on it know what's in the bill. So that shouldn't give you much confidence. By the way, Bernie Sanders, he said the infrastructure bill should be defeated. He's as far left as they get. And he slammed any late-night attempt last night to strike a deal. He said it's an absurd way to do business, negotiating a multi-trillion-dollar bill a few minutes before a major vote with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. He said that's unacceptable. This is coming from a left-winger that wants everything in the world. So even he is saying that. He says it's absolutely imperative that we pass a strong reconciliation bill that deals with the needs of working families. Of course, he wants everything thrown into the reconciliation bill so that we go totally socialistic. But we're going that way anyway, are we not? I mean, we're considering it a victory if they bring it down to $1.5 trillion from $3.5 trillion. So we're already drifted far left with spending in this country. It's just a matter of how much. So let's not pat ourselves on the back that Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema may stop the passage in its tracks. They're just slowing down. They're slowing down this onrushing train a little bit. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to turn our attention to the border and what Biden is doing or not doing about it.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back October the 1st already. Holy Toledo. You know, it does feel kind of nice out there, Ed. Weather is a lot better. It's here in Tampa Bay. I've noticed that we've lost a lot of that humidity. It's kind of Chamber of Commerce weather around here right now for my money. So that's nice. But you know, things are hot and heavy still at that border. I think we've got another, 38 to 50,000 people that are lining up to make their way through Mexico to confront our people there at the border once again. I mean, this thing is not stopping. We've got Chris Kobach. He is a former Kansas Secretary of State. He's currently general counsel for the Alliance for Free Citizens. And we've had Chris on before, but we're going to talk about this updated, what I call Biden's border crisis. Chris, welcome back. You know, we all know that the Democrats and the Biden administration do not care about how many people pour into the country illegally. We all know that. But I've never heard a justified reason as to why they allow it. I mean, is it just because they think they're going to get more Democrats to vote for them? I mean, what is the real reason they are doing this? Because they got to know they are alienating all kinds of people.
Well, that's a really interesting question, because the outward reason is just nonsense. They talk about, well, we have to show compassion to people seeking entry into our country. Indeed, there was a memorandum issued yesterday by the Biden administration, by the head of DHS Mayorkas, in which it just talked in long, ridiculous terms about how we the United States owe people coming illegally into our country all kinds of deference. But, you know, that's the official reason, which makes no sense at all.
No.
But I think the unofficial reason is probably what you suggest, and that is they'd like to replace American voters with a new electorate that they bring in from largely poor countries to a very generous welfare state, the United States. And when you bring in voters like that, they will predominantly vote for the party that hands out the goodies.
Yeah, indeed.
Making it easier for the socialist state that they're trying to shove through Congress right now. I mean, it's all about changing the electorate of the United States.
You know, isn't it ironic? In the whole world, the United States has always been the number one country that everybody, if they, you know, had a choice, would come to. Number one. There's nobody even close to being second. And why is that? It was because we tried to get rid of the shackles of control by a top-down kind of government with our Constitution. And by doing so, we created a country that everybody wanted to come to because of freedom and personal responsibility. So now, all of these people that are leaving those kinds of countries that have that ironclad socialist grip on them, whether it be Haiti or down in Central America or wherever, they come here, and yet they want all the same things that they were used to, or they thought they were used to, in the other countries. Isn't that funny?
You know, it's astonishing. Yeah, some are coming from socialist countries, and you know, coming to the United States, where the welfare benefits are even, you know, are being enlarged even more, and they're saying they want the benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, attracting people with free stuff is not the United States historical model. Attracting people for freedom is our model. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is going in the wrong direction. And you know, let's be very clear. The border crisis is a planned event. The Biden administration intends it. They shut down the Remain in Mexico policy because they knew it would send a signal to people to come on up. You can make a false claim of asylum and we'll just let you stay here. And also they shut down interior enforcement. Again, knowing that would send a signal, once you get into the United States, ICE is never going to come knocking at your door. You're going to be able to stay.
Wow.
And that's why we need to go seek recourse in the courts, because both of those actions were illegal. And that's what the Alliance for Free Citizens is doing. We're representing seven Texas counties and sheriffs and a group of ICE agents challenging the Biden administration.
Indeed, I was just going to say that Chris Kobach is a former attorney general, by the way, of Kansas. He knows a little bit about the law, and he's general counsel now for the Alliance. He's the lead attorney in this lawsuit. It's on behalf of Texas sheriffs and ICE officers. Those by the way, they are getting slapped around, aren't they? Those ICE officers. So you got this lawsuit going on. How is that going? Because we talked about it the last time you were on a little bit. I know it takes a while, and I know that everybody on the Biden administration is going to, of course, to delay, delay, delay. That's what they're all about. Are you getting anywhere with that?
We are. We have a preliminary injunction motion pending in front of the Federal District Court in Texas, where the case is, and we hope to have a ruling fairly soon on that. The Biden administration does keep delaying, though. They just, as I mentioned just yesterday, they issued another version of their interior shutdown policy. I think part of their hope is that they can delay the litigation that's already occurring by continually changing the specific rules. But hopefully that won't delay things. I think the federal courts, especially the district judges who've looked at these policies so far, have come down very clearly that the Biden administration is breaking the law. We already had one decision out of the Northern District of Texas last month, I guess August is when it was, saying that the Remain in Mexico policy might remain in effect according to statute, and hopefully if our case prevails, you'll have another decision saying that these mandatory removals of federal statute must be carried out. You can't just stop removing people, stop deporting people.
You know, even Hispanics that are citizens don't like this thing about them pouring in like this. And Texas, as you know better than I now, the governor there, Greg Abbott, is trying to actually build his own wall, correct? Because the federal government is not holding up its responsibility regarding that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the ceasing of the building of border wall was another big signal that the Biden administration made. And, of course, the entire Democrat Party has now become anti-physical barriers at the border. And Texas was put in a tough position because before Trump started as president, there was roughly 100 miles of border wall. There's 1,900 miles of border. There's about 100 miles of wall that could stop pedestrians. Trump added to that about 400 miles, so now we're up to 500. But we're still, the vast majority of the border is wide open. And most of the wall that has been built in Arizona, New Mexico, and California, not Texas. And that's mainly because those three states have what's called the Roosevelt Reservation. It's like an easement that the federal government owns. But Texas was already a member of the Union when that reservation was created.
Oh.
And so Texas is mostly private property on the border. It takes longer. It's more of a hassle for the federal government to, you know, get arrangements and permission to build walls. And so the feds naturally focused on the places where they could get the wall up quickly during the Trump administration. And as a result, Texas, unfortunately, because Biden stopped it all, Texas is being left behind with a wide open border.
Yeah.
That's why the governor needs to step up and is stepping up to try to fix that.
So the trick is for Texas and the governor there to, what, get the approval of all the people that own property along the border? How do you do that? Do you come up with some sort of easement rule? Would that work?
There are different ways it can work. One is that the Texas owns some state land, so in those places they can do it without getting anyone's permission. But if it's a private property owner, they either get the landowner's permission or they condemn the land, use condemnation, eminent domain to get a sliver of land along the border. There are multiple options, or at least buy an easement from the landowner. But as you can imagine, it takes longer.
Oh, yeah.
It's complicated.
But it is doable, apparently.
It is doable. Yeah.
Okay. Again, talking with Chris Kobach from the Alliance for Free Citizens. And Chris, when we talked about booking you here again, we had this border crisis of under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Now, those people have all been dispersed and have melted into the interior of our country, apparently, to the tune of, what, about 30,000 Haitians? With a promise that they come back and sign in with the court system? Is that the way it's supposed to work?
No, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
No.
Federal statute says it must work. Federal statute says if you cross the United States land border, and this is 8 U.S.C. 1225, if you cross the U.S. land border without any visa to come to the United States, you're illegally entering, and you can claim asylum if you want. However, you must either be detained. In other words, you don't walk free. You go to some place to be detained, or you remain in Mexico. You go to the adjacent country, Mexico, and you remain there until you have a hearing. And at that hearing, you will either be booted from the country or you'll be granted asylum. And again, based on the recent numbers and the recent cases, 98% plus are going to be told no, they don't qualify for asylum. So that's what federal statute says. You're either detained or you're deported. What the Biden administration is doing is neither. They're just letting them in and handing them a slip of paper that says, and this slip of paper itself is illegal. You're supposed to, the federal law says if you do allow the person to come to the United States, not only must they be detained, you must immediately start a removal proceeding. In other words, a deportation proceeding. This piece of paper is not that. It's just a request to please show up in the next 60 days at an ICE office somewhere.
Well, I mean, it's such...
We already know.
Yeah, go ahead.
They aren't doing it. The vast majority are not doing it. We already know that, according to DHS.
Would you do it if you were one of them? I wouldn't. I mean, come on. You know, they get into the country. They're not going to go report. What? I'm going to report to find out if there's a good chance they're going to deport me? No, thank you.
This whole system that Biden has set up on immigration is so transparent. It's all about giving an incentive for more people to come in illegally. The only thing that has gone wrong for them is that they had too many people come at once under the bridge, and that didn't look good in the press. And so what did they do? They shut down the Fox News drone for a day.
Yeah, the drone. That was showing the truth.
No, they are not worried about the mass influx of illegal aliens. They have invited it. The only thing they're worried about is when it creates bad optics on TV. Then you see the Biden administration try to stop. But, of course, they're not stopping the influx. They're stopping the reporting.
Jen Psaki actually had the nerve when somebody said something about the people pouring in and that, you know, there's a crisis at the border and that they're pouring in illegally, to say something to the effect that, no, they're not. I mean, she just did you hear that? I don't remember the exact words. I fell out of my chair.
It's unbelievable. They will.
Why would they say that when they know everybody knows that's not true? Look at Biden's numbers now. Even Biden, he's down in the low 40s, isn't he, for approval?
Yeah, that's right. I have no idea why they will. Why the president's spokesperson will make a bald-faced lie like that? I mean,
God.
I think they're hoping that maybe the news, the media will focus on some other issue and they can just keep on flooding the country with illegal aliens whom they hope to, you know, we've already seen in their massive spending bill they would like to have an amnesty to give them all citizenship. And then, of course, they've created 10 million, 20 million, 30 million new voters. And those voters will, they hope, turn Texas blue, turn another number of other states blue, and give the Democrats a permanent lock on power. They have made it very clear that's their objective.
Well, Chris, you're doing something about it, or at least trying to do it there in the Texas area with your lawsuit on behalf of the Texas sheriffs and the ICE officers. By the way, again, you know, that visual of the Border Patrol on horseback, and then they start saying, oh, look, they're whipping these people. I mean, who are you going to believe? What I'm telling you about the whipping or your lying eyes, you know? I mean, yeah. It's a comedy, isn't it?
It's a tragedy, unfortunately.
And a tragedy.
But,
exactly right, tragicomedy.
It's a laughable tragedy, that's right.
That's for sure.
It's absolutely shocking.
Yeah. Well, Chris, the best to you. Good luck on that lawsuit. Hope you... you're able to accomplish your objectives there, and I know we'll be talking again soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thank you. Chris Kobach. All right, we're going to take our break, and when we come back, those legislators scurrying around in Washington trying to pass an infrastructure bill that nobody has even read. We're going to talk about that and some other things along with it with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports!
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works. By the way, we are now coming to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. Want to make that point to you. But if you're not able to listen to us live, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to our podcast anytime you want. Just go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Look at the top of the page. There it is, podcast. Ed's put all our shows on there, from the last most recent show at the top on down, and you'll see who the guest is, and you'll see who what our top 10 is. Bless Big Ed's little heart, or little Ed's big heart, whichever that is. Well, I see that they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off in Washington, D.C., trying to pass an infrastructure bill that has very little infrastructure in it, and nobody has read it. So we've got the proprietor of the barber poll, Andrew Ceraci. Andrew, it's a joke. I guess we could talk about that. Everybody knows it's a joke. I don't know that they're going to get it passed. Pelosi may. She's trying desperately to get this thing done by this weekend. I don't know that they're going to do it. Do we want to talk about that, or do you got something else on you got something else on your mind?
You know, Paul, they didn't read Obama's health bill either. Remember,
that's correct.
Sunday paper. You don't know what's in the bill until you pass it.
That's
Paul.
Correct.
Come on. That's only common sense.
It's 24,000 pages. Not even the senators and the congressmen's little sidekicks are reading it. So nobody knows what's in it.
You know, Paul, how long it would take these congressmen and senators to read this bill sitting down in the throne with 24,000 pages?
Yeah, I would say about 7.5 years.
Paul, these people. This is why I get so discouraged. Washington is nothing but a disgrace to the world.
It is.
But, you know, you hear what our governor's doing, don't you?
What's he doing?
To stop the illegal transplants from being shipped here in the middle of the night and everything else, and them big white buses and airplanes.
Oh, yes. Tell us.
He is impounding the airplanes, the buses, and the U-Haul trucks, whatever they bring him in.
In other words, they're going to stop him at the border from getting in.
He is impounding them.
Mm-hmm.
He will impound the airplanes. Because these are all run by private companies that are bringing them here.
That's a good point.
So he is going to impound the airplanes and these big white buses you see going down the road. Well, they weren't taking the old people to the casino, Paul.
No.
They were taking the immigrants and just dropping them off at spots all over Florida, maybe right next door to you.
Could very anyway, well be. You know, and we want to say something, and I know you agree with me. If you live in Florida, you know that there are many Hispanics that do lawn services and do a lot of the roofing work, and we know about all kinds of things that they do. And by the way, every time I see them, they work very hard. I'm going to say that because it's true. And they're very friendly. I chat with people like, you know, go by and things like that. So, but that doesn't mean that we should just have illegal people coming in, no matter how nice they are. You got to come through legally. That's the point.
Save those jobs for the legal people that come
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how this country was formed. My ancestors came here. They didn't have the best jobs in the world. They did whatever they could to make a dollar.
That's right.
Put their kids through school and bettered them.
You're right.
The system works, Paul.
You are exactly right. And I think that DeSantis is going to just beef up his numbers as Biden is losing his in the favorability charts, obviously.
You know what I told Ron's father the other day? He thinks I'm crazy, but I says, you know, Ron, I says, what your son ought to do, I says, you know, he's a JAG attorney for the Navy SEALs for 6 years.
Yeah, now, before you go further, so people know, you are very good friends with Ron DeSantis Sr., the father of our governor. He comes into your barbershop on a regular basis. He's a wonderful man. He couldn't be nicer. I must say that, because I sit there
anyway,
and we chat. Go ahead.
He thinks I'm crazy. I said, Ron, you know what your son should do right now to make him go right over the top of the world? Now, you see how those generals are going against Biden. Biden's going against each other. They're all fighting each other, right?
Yes.
They're all guilty and should be taken out in handcuffs. Meanwhile, they got that lieutenant colonel in jail for saying, hey, we need accountability from our senior officers.
That's right.
Right? What Ron should do is he should go defend him.
Yeah. In other words, get the publicity. Are we looking at this from a political standpoint? Is that what we're doing here?
Well, whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
the guy is a great attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He was a JAG attorney for 6 years, a military lawyer. Okay?
Yeah. So
this guy knows the ins and outs of everything. He says, well, he's already got a job. I says, listen, man, your son is not you. He can multitask, you know? But tell me that wouldn't be a great thing, huh?
Well, it would be a little, yeah. I mean, I he could certainly do a good job. I don't know that he's got the time to go through and do that. I don't know how good of a look it would make. But you are right. And this guy that's sitting in prison for speaking out his mind and wanting to defend his country, it's abominable.
Meanwhile, you got these moron political generals, Paul, and that's what they are. They're political generals. They're not military generals.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
They're political generals. They lied through their teeth. General Miley calls the Chinese generals, lets them know, hey, if we attack you, we're going to give you a call.
Yeah, he never directly denied that he talked with them without Trump knowing about it. Trump said, I didn't know about it. Well, that's undermining the president. You report directly to the commander-in-chief. You don't call somebody that we worry about being our enemy when it comes to military and tell him, hey, by the way, I'll let you know.
They dragged them three generals right out in handcuffs, my friend, at that hearing, along with Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer, and everybody else. But, you know, Paul, again, like I told you, American people are letting this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And voting isn't going to change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to change it, Paul.
Well, I don't know how else we can do it. I know you're inferring that we've got to have some sort of an overthrow, but that's not going to happen.
No, you're right, because the Americans
not gonna happen.
They're too selfish and self-centered to give up and sacrifice whatever they enjoy.
Yeah, exactly right. We are not going to stand up as a group and say, you know, we've had enough. We don't have that kind of fighting spirit in it. There's a few of us, a few people that do, but that's not enough to do it.
But you know what, Paul? We won't all stand up as a group, but guess what? We're all going to get buried as a group, buddy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm more hopeful that, first of all, I know how you feel. It's very, we've been talking about how the needle is moving left and left and left. And even if they stop this $3.5 trillion bill that that the Democrats are trying to pass, it's still a $1.5 trillion. Remember what Joe Manchin said? I won't budge over $1.5 trillion. And we're going to applaud that we're spending $1.5 trillion. Are you kidding me?
That you don't even have.
That you don't have. So we print money. We print money, you know, which therefore raises inflation. That's what we do. The more buckets of money you throw at something, the less each dollar costs.
You know, Paul, all this is going to do is cause a depression worse than 29. If you think about it, you got 65 ships sitting off the coast of California waiting to be unloaded. And they can't tell me that it's a labor problem because the dock workers are all union. They're making a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Number one. Now, the shelves in the stores are getting empty. They're telling
you're right about that.
You better Christmas shop now.
You are right. I've gone for some basic supplies, and you're right. And even at Walmart, where usually I'll go and I find that the shelves are pretty well stocked, they are running out of products.
It's 43% lower this year than last year of unloading these ships. Okay?
Wow.
Now,
why is that? Why are they not unloading?
You know, in the old days, they used to say, let's hold back till we get the prices to go up. Today, I don't know. Are they preparing us for our shelves being empty like Venezuela?
Well, you know, it's starting to scare me a little bit that we are losing stock.
Let me ask you this one, Paul. Inflation brings the price up of everything, right? Now, people don't have to buy the money. They don't have the money to buy these products. What happens with these companies that produce the products?
Well, if they're not, no one's buying their products, they start cutting back.
Okay, and then they end up going out of business. Yeah. They're going to cause a depression bigger than 29 ever dreamed of being.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And inflation is what is one of the main things that Biden and his ilk are obviously bringing on. And people are not stupid. They go to the store and they see that the cost of everything, starting with gasoline, here in Florida, what are we, about $3.10 a gallon now or something like that?
That's right. And you know, Paul, you look at what...
And we're one of the cheaper places. Go ahead.
Look at what they're doing with these generals, and look at what they're doing with this lieutenant colonel. Have you seen Australia lately, Paul? The policemen and the servants beating up people in the street.
Yeah, they were handcuffing and keeping on the ground these people because they didn't have a mask on.
This is what our politicians are doing, Paul. They're weeding out our military. They got generals in there that will turn against their own people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to weed out other officers and other military people that will not stand. Okay, the military people that don't want to get the shot, they're going to get rid of them. The problems that are getting the shot, well, you know, these people can be persuaded to turn on the American people.
Look at all those hospital workers that didn't get a shot. Now, you would think that of all the people that would want to get a shot, supposedly, if it works, and I think it does, it would be the hospital workers. But look at all the hospital workers that are going to be fired. Where is it, in New York?
They are weeding out our military to make sure that the people that are in the military will turn against their own people. Mark my words. Thank God we have our Second Amendment, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank God. Because it's going to happen. Look at Australia. They surrendered their guns, didn't they? Look at what's going on with...
Yeah, that is an unbelievable situation with that. And by the way, it's not working.
It's communism, Paul. 100% Nazi Germany.
It's fascist, in other words, yeah. Okay. Look at the whole thing about wearing a mask in Australia. Apparently, it's not working. They've got a horrible COVID crisis going on there.
That's right, Paul. They're trying to do this in our country. Right now, they're weeding out the police. They're weeding out the military. But they will not weed out the people to give up their guns, I will guarantee you.
Well, we have one thing that we can feel good about. We still have Fauci up there telling us how to wear masks and when to wear them.
Well, he's got to have a heart attack sooner or later. He's 80-something years old.
Yeah.
That'd be the best thing that could happen.
Well, maybe he'll...
Along with Biden.
His cognitive ability and Biden's, maybe they'll go out, you know, like a dim light at the same time.
What's terrible, what's going on, and people better see what's happening. They need to let that guy out, the lieutenant colonel, out of prison. They need to go after these political generals because they're bringing down this country. They're calling our enemies, letting them know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't give China the code to our military weapons.
It's really, I'm trying to think of a book that would best describe, you know, that's ever been written, that would best describe is it Alice in Wonderland or 1984, you know, where everything is the opposite of what it's supposed to be.
It's probably Mein Kampf.
Yes, could be Mein Kampf. Oh,
okay.
Brother.
But it's disgusting what's going on, Paul. The people better start standing up because voting isn't going to do it. I can guarantee you, next election, okay, we might get rid of the Democrats out of power for one term. But once these immigrants all get their citizenship and there's 20 million of them, it's going to throw it right to the left again.
Did you notice, though, that Hispanic votes, I'm talking about legal, are turning towards more of a conservative situation and Republican? I mean, there is some hope.
I'll tell you what I'm really waiting to see. I'm waiting to see the black vote turn against all this illegal immigration, because you know why?
Yes, I do. Go ahead. Because they're the ones that should worry about getting some of those jobs.
That's right. Well, not only that, they're going to lose all the benefits that we've been giving them to give to these people. You mark my words how that's going to turn them.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on another note, how is your beloved wife, Nicole, doing? She's been battling the virus.
Yeah, she's coming along. She's starting to moan at me a little bit, so I know she's feeling
better. That's good.
But I can tell you one thing. I've been taking care of her now for 2 months, and I'm getting really tired of making the bed in the morning. She has 12 pillows on that bed that I've got to arrange.
Good for her.
I said, you got to be kidding. 12 pillows.
Now you can appreciate all of those days where mom or whoever it was made your bed.
I know what she's doing half of the day. She's making that bed with 12 pillows on it.
That's something else. Well, God love her. And by the way, I want to remind you that we are changing the days that we do the show, actually just one day. We'll be doing our show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week, my friend. So mark your calendar appropriately, because we don't want you calling in on Tuesday rather than Wednesday. Or God forbid you call in on Thursday between 10 and 11.
That would be beautiful. I do so want to call in on that show one day. But I know
the Voice of Reason?
Oh, I loved it.
Ed loves it. Ed's been enjoying that Voice of Reason. Actually, I like both of those guys. I was listening to the Voice of Reason yesterday, Ed.
They are.
He was by himself. He needs somebody to talk to. And you were talking to him, Ed. Why don't you talk to Ed Golly when he needs
I only talk when talked to. I only respond. I'm not going to butt in. But I do double
they
up
are
on.
They're nice guys.
Yeah.
They are nice.
That's why I don't understand how they think the way they think. How can you be a nice guy like that and think so stupid?
Because you could be a nice guy and still be on the wrong track. There's but a lot of people that are like that.
I do double up on my blood pressure medicine at 10 o'clock.
You know, there's a little blood pressure machine right there to make sure, right?
I'm hooked up. I'm hooked up from 10 to 11.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As soon as the Voice of Reason starts at 10:05 a.m. every Thursday, Eastern Time, of course, there is a roll of duct tape next to Big Ed. In the control room, he slaps a piece of duct tape over his mouth so that he can't say anything.
I can't turn that show on in my barbershop, Paul, because if I do, the guys would destroy my place.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
So you're saying no live remote at your place for Voice of Reason.
I'm telling you, it's phenomenal.
But that would be something. Have a live remote Voice of Reason.
We can put the Trump.
Do it.
We can put the Trump cutout right between them.
I want to have a live remote in my barbershop. Believe me, the best thing in the world.
People don't know what we're talking about here that have not experienced this. But Andrew has a beautiful picture of President Trump. It's a life-size cutout there. And it's great. Is it still up there, by the way?
Of course, did you put
it in the closet? Is it still there?
You know, I think that would be like putting the cross in front of a vampire.
They would melt.
Garlic, whatever.
Okay. All right. We will talk with you on Monday, my friend. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay. I got tears in my eyes. That was kind of funny. Okay, let's take our final break. And when we come back, hey, do you pay bills by mail? You better take a look, especially if you're in Florida, a few other states, because it's going to take longer to get there.
To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Come on. Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for joining us. Well, I pay some of my bills by mail. Ed, do you pay any of your bills by mail, some of the things that you do? Or do you do it all?
I haven't, probably in a couple of years. It's all off the internet. Yeah,
I'm kind of
much easier.
Yeah, it is. I'm still doing it with a stamp from time to time.
You don't have to write a check out, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right.
And you instantly know that they get it, you know.
That is correct. Now, some of them charge you a little extra money for doing it rather than doing it with a stamp, et cetera.
Very few.
Yeah. Well, there are still holdouts that pay bills, you know, by mail, and mail delivery for many Americans is going to slow starting today. Because the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, is overhauling the post office in order to cut costs. As an example, delivery of letters, bills, tax documents, and the like are going to drop anywhere within the U.S. to, instead of within getting it within 3 days, to now getting it within 5 days. That's a two-day difference. So if you are like I am, and pay your bills at the last possible moment to keep your money as long as you can, you're going to have to kind of send it a little bit earlier. Florida is one of the places in particular. Among the regions that will feel the greatest impact are western states like California and Nevada, as well as Florida. This is, by the way, according to a Washington Post analysis. So that's the way things are going. And indeed, it will make more people go online to do their bill paying. All right, Ed, before we get to our top 10, I want to ask you, the hockey season is about to start again. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And are we not getting close to the playoffs in baseball for our beloved Rays, Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, actually, the Rays who lost last night, but they will finish out the regular season with three games against the Yankees in New York starting tonight.
That'll be kind of exciting.
And if things worked out, if the Rays were to sweep them in New York and a couple things happen elsewhere, they could very well knock the Yankees from the wild card playoffs.
Oh, so the Yankees are still in the running.
Nobody's in yet. Nobody's in. As far as the wild card goes, you still have the Red Sox, you have the Yankees, and you have the Mariners.
Okay.
They're still in it. So
and those three are vying for one spot, right?
Two spots.
Okay.
They will play each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then whoever wins that will play the Rays.
The Rays. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. By the way, did you know that the oldest man who's been alive died at the age of 127? 127. He lived in a remote village in Africa. Now, I don't know how people know for sure that somebody that old really was that old if they were living in a remote village in Africa. Can you imagine any kind of birth certificate 127 years ago?
Yeah, that's a long time.
So, but because of that, that leads us and led me to looking to find out who were the oldest people that ever lived. Oldest that ever lived. So let's do that as a top 10. Mm-hmm. And I went to Wikipedia to do this. So here we go. The oldest people that ever lived. Number 10. 117 years and 27 days. Misao Okawa, a female, born in 1898 and died in 2015. Number 9. Chiko Miyako. By the way, this was a Japanese woman. So was the number 10 woman, a Japanese woman. But Chiyo Miyako lived to be 117 years and 81 days, born in 1901, died in 2018. Number 8, They're all women. Gosh, number eight is Emma Morano from Italy. She lived for 117 years and 137 days. Born in 1899, died in 2017. Number seven, from Jamaica, Violet Brown. She lived to be 117 plus 189 days. Born 1900, died 2017. Number six, a Canadian. A French-Canadian, Marie-Louise Meilleur. She lived for 117 years plus 230 days. Born in 1880, died in 1998. Number five, from France, Lucille Randon. She lived 117 plus 232 days, 1904, and she's still alive. Is she? Yes, she is. Oh, God love her. Number four, from Japan again, Nabi Tajima. These are all females, by the way. 117 plus 260 days, 1900 to 2018. Number three. Is this the guy that just... No, it's not. It's a woman. Kanae Tanaka. She's still alive. She's 118 and 272 days. She was born in 1903?
Wow.
My God. Number two. Hey, we get somebody from the United States. The second oldest person. Sarah Nouse. She lived for 119 years and 97 days. She was born in 1880. She died in 1999. Wow. All right, Ed, what country do you think the oldest person that ever lived?
I'm
going
to stay somewhere in the Far East. I'll say in China, but let's go back with Japan.
Japan's a good one to consider.
Oh, I think it's a long one there. There we go. I'll say Japan.
Okay. This is a disputed person, and I'll tell you this after. It's from France. Jean Calment. Do you remember the story about this woman?
No.
They claim she lived to be 122 years and 164 days. But then they thought that her daughter took over somehow her life. And so they extended two women's lives, and they added them together. So whether or not it really happened, she's still listed. She was born in 1875, and supposedly she died in 1997. And she is 3 years older than the second oldest person that ever lived. So whether or not you believe it, I don't know. But this lady.